Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Everyone, and praise God, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you tuning in this evening to this very special edition of the Seasons of Purpose broadcast. We call it our sweet hour of prayer. Hallelujah. It is prayer time, brothers and sisters. It is prayer time. We give God all the praise and honor and glory and thank him for the opportunity to come before him in prayer this evening. We thank God for you tuning in. We thank God for our prayer warriors tonight under the names of Minister Hilton Britt, Sister Gloria Whitehurst, Elder Maddie Green, Pastor Valencia Jackson, Elder Lisa Strayhorn, and Sister Pat Gallo. We give God all the praise for you all and for your prayers and for your willingness to be able to come and stand on the wall and be able to come through the power of prayer, pushing back and destroying the powers of darkness and helping to advance God's kingdom. That's our purpose, hallelujah, and that is our goal for tonight, to be able to join together, because we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that where there is but two gathered together, the word of God says, two or more gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. Where there are two gathered together, touching and agreeing upon anything, it shall be done. And we thank God that the prayers of the righteous, oh yes, they do, they avail us much. And we need in this season, I'm sure we all will agree, we need to come together to pray. As 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, says the Lord, and turn from their wicked ways. Then shall we hear from heaven. Then shall we hear from heaven, and he will heal our land. So we thank God again for the opportunity, praise God, to come together in prayer. We are going to go ahead tonight, hallelujah, and get started with our prayer scriptures, praise Lord, and praise God, and our time of prayer. And before we begin, we always ask that everybody join in to prayer and say, if you will, and bow your head and join with us in unison to repeat the Lord's Prayer, hallelujah. And then if you have any prayer requests, we're going to open the line up for any personal prayer requests so that we can make sure to address them through our time of prayer. And at this time, if everyone would please just bow your heads where you are and join with us in unison as we share in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If there is anyone that's on the line tonight and you have a personal prayer request or you have a prayer request for someone else, we're going to ask at this time if you will go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will make sure to document your prayer request so that we can address it during our time of prayer. Is there one this evening, praise God? Just simply press 1 on your dial pad, and we would welcome you sharing your prayer request and welcome the opportunity to be able to pray. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Amen. Praise God. Caller. Hallelujah. Your last 4 digits are 0209. Go right ahead, please.
I ask that all of God's children will pray for my granddaughter, Cashmere Whitehurst.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise Amen. God. We have her listed. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Glory. Cashmere Whitehurst. Is there another? Hold on one moment, please. Let's see. That was 0209. Go right ahead. Caller 5434. Go right ahead, please.
Okay. Hello. I would like for prayer for one of my members in my church. Her name is Leatrice Wilson. Leatrice
Wilson.
She's a dialysis patient, so we just ask in prayer for her.
Amen.
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 God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Pastor Jeanette. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. Is there another? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we'll make sure to get your prayer request documented. Okay, praise God, praise God. So we will make sure to that we have added Sister Cashmere Whitehurst to our prayer list, as well as Sister Leatrice Wilson, praise God. Okay, here's, all right, hold on for me. One moment. Caller, your last 4 digits are 3258. Go right ahead, please.
I'm asking for prayer for Sister Yvonne Pollard and Brother Anthony Pollard.
Sister Yvonne Pollard and Brother Anthony Pollard.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Elder Green. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you. Caller, your last four digits are 4294. 4294. Go right ahead, please.
Good evening. This is Gretchen. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, good evening there, Minister Gretchen. How are you doing tonight?
God bless you, pastors. I would have a couple of, one, I have a sister-in-law who went through a stroke a few days ago, and I just ask that you lift her up in prayer that she would continue to be healed and strengthened in her body. And also I have some elderly aunties in South Carolina. I'd like you to be with them as they stay alone in their homes, but they're God-fearing women, and I just ask that God would just continue to just keep them in his loving care and strengthen them.
Amen.
Also. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Thank
God.
You.
Amen. Praise God. We certainly will do that, and we're adding them as well to our prayer request list. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Caller 0400. Just go ahead, Mother Pat. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. I would like for y'all to pray for my former brother-in-law, my sister's ex-husband. He's gone through cancer treatment, so we want to lift him up as he goes through treatment, that God will manifest a healing for his life, spiritually as well as physically.
Amen.
Yes.
Treatment.
Wilbert. His name is Wilbert.
Wilbert?
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Mother Pat. I've got that down. Praise God.
God bless you.
God bless you. Is there anyone else tonight? Let's see. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So in addition to the two prayer requests initially, we want to lift up Sister Yvonne Evelyn Pollard, Brother Anthony Pollard, Sister Gretchen's, Minister Gretchen's sister-in-law, and her aunt, along with Mother Pat's brother-in-law, former brother-in-law, Wilbert, who's battling cancer, going through cancer treatment, and we want to pray for his healing, both physically and spiritually. Praise God. So we are going to go ahead and get started. And our first prayer warrior tonight will be Minister Hilton Britt. And I'm going to go ahead, praise God, and dispatch him in, praise God, to the program. Hallelujah. We give God praise and honor and glory for him. Minister Hilton, praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I am right here.
All right,
praise
amen.
God.
Sir, you can go ahead, please. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen. Lord Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise with thanksgiving, oh God, because we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We enter into your holy place by the precious blood that you shed for us to redeem a people unto yourself, oh Lord, that you have chosen, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true, Lord, that you are the same, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And by your Holy Spirit, Lord, you are yet moving, O God, over the face of this earth, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, that the devil is defeated, and the people of God are more than conquerors through him who has loved him. O Lord, we pray, O Lord, for your church, O God. Lord, you said the gates of hell, hallelujah, would not prevail against your church, O God, for you have given us power and authority over all the power of the wicked one, Lord. You declared, Lord, whatsoever we would loose in heaven, Lord, loose in the earth would be loosed in heaven, and whatsoever we would bind in the earth realm would be bound in heaven, Lord. So we take authority by the precious blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, against all the powers of darkness, O Lord, against the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high and low places, O God. O Lord, righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. O Lord, when what is vile is esteemed among men, O God, the wicked strut about boldly, O God. But again, we declare, Lord, that the forces of darkness are crushed underfoot in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord. We speak to, O Lord, the spirits of lawlessness. We speak to the spirits of violence. We speak to the spirits of immorality. We speak to the spirits, O God, of wickedness and perversion, O Lord. O God, we speak to the spirits of deception, O God, in the hearts and minds of men, O God. We speak to those in the high places, O God, within this nation, O Lord. And we call them down from their high places, O God. O Lord, we come, O Lord, and we pray, O Lord, for the body of Christ, O Lord. O Lord, you desire holy and a righteous people, O God. O God, we pray for your people, O God, that, Lord, we put away from sin from our hearts and from our houses, Lord, from our hands, O God. We give our faces unto you. We turn again unto you, Lord, with a whole heart and with a singleness of mind. And we repent, Lord, of the unrighteousness, O Lord, within our own hearts, Lord, within the body of Christ, O Lord. You are looking for a holy and a righteous people because you are a holy and a righteous God, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, that no sin will have dominion over the hearts and minds of your people, O God. But your people will be a holy remnant, a people who walk in the reverential fear of the Lord, our God, delighting in righteousness, delighting in truth, delighting in that good and that holy thing, that more excellent thing, that praiseworthy thing, the things that make for the God-type life, Lord. And we will walk in your will and your purpose, O God. Turn us again unto you, Lord, wherein we seek your face, Lord, and not just your hand. We don't just want the material things, O God. We love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, O God. But we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind and our strength. And we are seeking your purpose, O God. We are seeking your will in these last and evil days, O God, when all things are being shaken, O God. When the only things cannot be shaken will be the things that are grounded and rooted in you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we turn our faces like flint, and we seek you, Lord. We declare your name, O Lord, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse generation where we stand as lights, O Lord. We stand, O Lord, as sons of the day, Lord, not sons of the night. We walk in the light. Your glorious gospel will go forth, Lord, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. And everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ Jesus will be brought to nothing, will be brought low in Jesus' holy name, O God. And we praise you, Lord, and we give you honor. We thank you, Lord, that your word cannot fail, O Lord, because heaven and earth will pass away before one jot or tittle of that what you have spoken can fail, Lord. And your spirit is moving, O Lord, in the face of this earth, Lord, convicting men and women again of righteousness and of truth, O Lord. And you, O Lord, will bring judgment upon all the ungodly, Lord, upon all the wicked, Lord. Their day is coming, O God, when the glory of God will shine forth, O Lord, and break forth from the eastern sky. And we will see your glory, and we will rejoice in the coming of your presence, Lord. Oh, we bless your name. Lord, we pray again, O Lord. We pray, O Lord. We pray again, O Lord, against addictions, O Lord, within the people of the house of God. We pray for the addictions against the people of God who have different addictions. We pray against alcohol addiction, drug addiction, sexual addictions, pornography addictions, gambling addictions. We come against the spirit of immorality. We come against the spirits of witchcraft and sorcery. We come against, O Lord, the spirits of anxiety and fear. Lord, we will not fear because you are our God and you are the person and you are the strength of our lives. Maybe since I've been young and I don't know, but I've never seen the righteous bank of bread all day long and live and give. Oh, God, you are faithful to your word, oh, God. We know that you are faithful, oh, Lord, because you have been faithful in our lives, oh, Lord. Oh, we thank you for your faithfulness, for all that you've done, Lord. We give you the glory. Yeah. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We pray, oh, Lord, that you are our shepherd. The great shepherd of the sheep,
And the shepherd always protects the sheep. The shepherd always provides for the sheep. The shepherd always guards the sheep. The shepherd always loves the sheep. And the shepherd carries them to green and brings them to the green pastures, the quiet and peaceful waters of rest. And he restores us. The Lord is a God of restoration. He's a God of renewal. He's a God who can resurrect. He can bring back that which we think is lost and that which we think is dead. He can renew. He can do. He cannot fail. The Lord Jesus can do anything but fail.
He is faithful and true.
And he is faithful and true to every word that he has spoken. He is the great I am that I am. Whatever you need him to be, he will be. Stand in faith, O people of God, for faith. Hallelujah. The victory that overcomes this world. He is faith in the word of God. The word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword. And it will perfect which the purpose of the Lord has sent it out for. It will accomplish his purpose. It cannot fail. Wait upon the Lord. Stand still and see his glorious salvation. Even as he told his people when they waited 400 years for the manifestation of the deliverance when he brought them up and out of slavery, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when he promised Abraham a son, yet he waited 25 years, but the word came forth, the word manifested, the word will not fail. God is not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should repent. Has not said it, has not spoken it, he will make his word good. He will make his way upon the Lord, O people of God. Trust in him. Trust in him. Lean upon him. He will cause his word to be fulfilled in your life. Amen. Amen. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray, O Lord, for miracles, signs, and wonders to go forth at the declaration and the proclamation of your holy word. We plead the blood of Jesus over every soul that is infirmed with any illness or sick or disease. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, that by your stripes, hallelujah, we are healed and made well and renewed, O Lord, that you will speak the word, Lord, and you will touch, O Lord. You will send your ministering angels who excel in strength at the voice of your word. Beside your people, O Lord, to watch over your word in our lives to perform it. Well, with this we give you glory, hallelujah. For this we give you honor, for this we give you praise. We magnify your holy name, Lord. We stand upon you. We trust in your word. We know that your word cannot fail. And we exalt your holy name, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We love you, Lord. Show forth your glory, Lord, in the midst of the lives of your people, Lord. Show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. Show yourself to be our God in the portion and the strength of our lives. For this, we bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We shout the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Minister Hilton, for that powerful prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. We give you praise. We praise your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We give you all the honor. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'd like to share a scripture text from 1 Kings, and that is 1 Kings chapter 8 and verses 22. 2-24, and it reads from the King James Version. And Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven or above or on earth beneath who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee with all their heart, who has kept with thy servant David, my father, that thou promisest him. Thou spokest also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we call upon you tonight, my God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father, the God of David and Solomon, Father God, the God that was then and the God who is now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we call upon you, my God. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence with us tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for every person and every family that's represented on this line tonight. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your mighty prayer warriors who have come alongside of us, Father, tonight to be able, Heavenly Father, to push back and destroy the powers of the enemy and the forces of darkness and help to advance your kingdom here in this earth. Thank you, Lord God, that we come before you as humbly as we know how, as obedient servants, Lord, answering the call that if my people call by my name, as your word declares, humble themselves and pray. We're humbling ourselves before you, Father, tonight. We're lifting up these prayer requests to you, Father, tonight, because we know, Lord God, that the prayers of the righteous, Lord, oh, yes, they do. They avail us much, Heavenly Father. There is power in prayer, power to move mountains, Lord God, power to shift, Lord God, the forces of the enemy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your word, Heavenly Father, we stand on it, Lord God, knowing that it is written, Heavenly Father, as Jesus Christ himself declared, Heavenly Father, that it is written, Father God, that all we have to do, Lord God, is look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help comes from the Lord, Father God. Oh, yes, we give you praise. We give you honor, Lord God. I lift up to you the personal prayer request, Father God. We lift up to the Casimir Whitehurst right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for her healing, Heavenly Father, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, and that, Heavenly Father, the manifestation of your healing power be totally upon her, Lord God, covering every cell and every nerve, every tissue, organ, bone, joint, and system of her body, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that it is done, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you that each and every day, Father God, that you continue to strengthen her, continue to keep her, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us to know that you are nigh with her, Lord God, every step of this journey, Father God. You are right there carrying her through. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. We lift up Sister Latrice Wilson, Father God, as she's going through dialysis, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that as she goes through the dialysis, Father God, that, Lord God, you will cleanse her kidney and cleanse her renal system, Father God, that, Lord God, that you will help that this dialysis will manifest, Lord God, help to just manifest your healing power throughout her physical body in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and that it will have no adverse reaction and no adverse side effect, Father God. And we speak healing to her body, Lord, from the crown of her head down to the soles of her feet, Father God. We pray, Lord God, that the blood of Jesus Christ covers her and keeps her in the name of Jesus, Father God. I also lift up my sister, Lord Mary, to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray a covering over her, Father God, each and every moment, every hour of the day, Father God. As she goes to dialysis, Lord God, keep her, Father God. Keep her, Lord God, and continue to manifest your healing power throughout her physical body, Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. Bring, Lord God, a cleansing to her renal system, to her kidneys, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that there is nothing, Father, that is impossible for you, Lord God. So we stand and ask healing for everybody that's dealing, Lord God, with any form of disease or illness or sickness that may be attacking their physical bodies, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the manifestation of your healing power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, all but just a touch, Heavenly Father, as it was with the woman with the issue of blood, Father God. We pray, Lord God, Heavenly Father, that just the touch of your hand, hand, Father God, upon them, Lord God, will manifest your healing power. So touch them, Lord, as only you can, Father God. In that place of need, Lord God, we give you all the praise, Lord. We lift up Sister Evan Pollard, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for her, Heavenly Father, and that you meet her at her point of need, Father God. And Brother Anthony Pollard, Lord God, we pray for him, lifting him up this tonight, that you meet both of them at whatever point of need that they may stand in, Lord God, because you are Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. You are the Lord God that is our provider, Father God. You are Jehovah Rapha, Heavenly Father. You are the God that is our healer, Heavenly Father. You are Jehovah Nisi, Lord God. You are our banner and you're our shield, Father God.
Yes,
and that we know, Lord God, of your power. We know that there is nothing, again, that's impossible for you, Lord God. We lift up Minister Gretchen's sister-in-law, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for meeting her at her point of need, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Any healing that needs to take place, Lord God, we pray for her, the healing of her body, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that wherever the need is, Lord God, if it's a financial need, she, Lord God, knows that you are the God that have a cattle on a thousand hills, Father God, that you provide, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as only you can, Father God. We give you praise, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We lift up Sister Gretchen's aunties to you, Lord God.
Yes,
these women that, Lord God, are the elders, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Wrap your loving arms around them, Lord God, even in the midst of them being at their own homes, Lord God.
Yes.
Let not any hurt, harm, or danger come nigh them, Lord God. I pray that same prayer over my mother and my sister household, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the absence of their husband, men, Lord God, be their husbands, Father God, be their fathers, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Wrap your loving arms around these women, Lord God. Let there be no lack in their household, Lord God, but meet every need, Father God, physically, spiritually, financially, emotionally, Lord. Meet every need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Lord God, again, there's nothing, Lord, nothing. Heavenly Father, that is impossible for you. For all things are possible to those that believe, and all things are possible because we, Heavenly Father, believe in you, Lord God.
Yes, Father.
We give you praise.
Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord.
We give you honor. We give you glory, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we do. We lift up Mother Pat's brother-in-law, Father God, her former brother-in-law, Wilbert, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We lift him up and pray for him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for his salvation in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Father God. We rebuke cancer in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And yes, Lord, your word says that no matter everything, no matter the name, has to bow to the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the name that is above all names, Lord.
Yeah.
So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that cancer has got to bow to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that diabetes has got to bow to you, Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that, Lord, high blood pressure has got to regulate in the presence of God. We thank you, Lord God, that glaucoma is healed in the presence of God. We thank you, Lord God, Heavenly Father, that kidney disease is healed in the name of Jesus in the presence of Almighty God. We thank you, Lord God, that Heavenly Father, that you open wombs of women that are desiring to have children, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you restore marriages, Father God, where the husbands and wives may be at odds with one another, Lord God. We're bringing them back to that place, Lord God, where they first loved one another, Father God, and help them, Lord God, to open their spiritual eyes, to have the desire to love you, Father God, and to implement your word and your will into their marriage, Father God, because that's the only way that marriages will last in this day, is to give the husband and wife, to give themselves over to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that they will be able to place their household in godly order, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we rebuke, as it was called out earlier, we rebuke the spirit of lawlessness, Heavenly Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for that family, Lord God, tonight here in Atlanta, where their daughter lost their life over a Subway sandwich, that she put too much mayonnaise on the sandwich tonight, Lord God,
yes,
and the man shot her over and killed her over a Sub sandwich, Father. We rebuke the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of murder right now in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus comes against you, Satan, as we stand right here, right now on this call for every person joined together. The blood of Jesus Christ comes against you. You have no power. You have no dominion. You have no authority. In the name of Jesus, cover your children, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. Let that not be another school murder, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, where the lives of little babies are taken. We rebuke the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit bring revival throughout this land, Heavenly Father, in every city, Lord God, in every state, Lord God. Let your people called by your name, Father, rise up and take their rightful place in the kingdom of God, using the spiritual weapons that you have given to us, Lord God, the weapons of the blood of Jesus, the weapons of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the weapons, Lord God, that have us to speak forth your word, knowing that the power of life and death lie in the tongue, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the spiritual weapons. Help us to know how to put on the full armor of God each and every day to be able to stand against the wiles and the temptations of the enemy, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. It's a time for prayer, Lord. It's a time for prayer. It's a time, Lord God, that we must seek your face. It's a time, Lord God, that we must humble ourselves before you. It's a time, Lord God, that we must acknowledge that the only way that the things are going to change and that this society and world will turn around is by the power of Almighty God. Because one day, Lord God, yes, Lord, the eastern sky is going to open and eyes will behold the King of Kings and Lord of Lords as Jesus Christ comes and he returns to be able to bring his children and your children home, Father God. But until then, we've got a work to do, Lord God. Help us not to be weary along the way. Strengthen us, Father God, in our weariness, Father God. Strengthen us, Lord God, as only you can, Lord God, to having done all to stand, to be able to stand, Father. Stand on your word. Stand in your power, Lord God. Stand in your anointing, Father God. Stand, Lord God, covered in the blood of soap and seals. Hallelujah. In the blood of Jesus Christ. Ready for battle, Lord God. Knowing, Lord God, that this battle is not ours, but it belongs to you, Father God. And it is a battle that we're fighting from a vantage point of victory. We've already won, Heavenly Father.
We
just need to be on our post. Standing, doing what you've called for us to do, Lord. So we give you all the praise. I thank you, Lord God, for every prayer warrior and tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every person that is tuned in tonight, Lord God. We feel the power of your Holy Spirit. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, Heaven. Oh, yes, we do, for your presence. We thank you, Almighty God, for your presence. We thank you as we join together in prayer.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord God, that we feel, Lord, the atmosphere shifting, Lord God.
Yes,
oh, yes, there's a shift in the atmosphere, Father. Oh, yes, it is. And we thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you for the power of God. We thank you for the blessings of God. We thank you for hearing, Lord.
Yes,
oh, yes, we do. And we thank you for answering our prayer. And we ask these things in no other name but the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That name that's above every name. That name, yes, Lord, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ. praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Name.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At this time, hallelujah, we will bring Sister Gloria Whitehurst. Sister Gloria Whitehurst, praise God.
Lord.
Sister Gloria, I am dispatching you in right now. Go right ahead, please. Hallelujah.
Good evening. I will be reading the 13th through the 20th verse of the 5th chapter of James. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
Amen.
O gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the giving and the blessing that you gave us, Lord, when you died on Calvary. Thank you, Lord, that you and you alone can make the right that is being done wrong right.
Amen.
We ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless and to heal the children, their surroundings that are in this world, Lord. Have your way with the family members, Lord. Build them up where they're torn down. Lord, we ask that you will continue, Lord, to heal and deliver the sickly. Bless them in their surroundings, their travels, their loved ones, those that they know and those that they don't know, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless, Lord Jesus, to have your way with those that are in the medical profession, Lord, to serve you, Lord, to serve their purpose, Lord, in compassion, love, and patience for those that are less fortunate. Lord, have your way, blessing those that we know and those that we don't know, Lord, that those that don't know you will one day, Jesus, make a decision to want to get to know you, to study your word, to be true to you, to know what it is to allow you to be their father and for them to be your children. We ask you, Lord, that you will continue to heal and deliver those that are in need, Lord. Be their way maker. Be their provider and their deliverer. And, Lord, have your way in all their lives, Lord. Blessing family members, friends, and enemies, Jesus. Because there are no enemies for any of us that want to get to know you, Lord, that want to live accordingly to your word, your will, and your way. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done, all that you will do and can do in all our lives, Lord. You and you alone are the great I am, Omega and the beginning. Lord, have your way in helping, guiding, and delivering those that are in need, those that don't know what it is to be your child. Bless, Lord, guide, Lord, and strengthen those that are traveling, Jesus. Have your way with them. Lord, continue to help us to help one another, to love one another, to forgive one another, and to always pray for one another. It is your will, Lord, not ours. Move self out of the way, Lord, and continue to deliver us, Lord, each and every day, that we will go stronger in you. In your name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister. Thank you so much, Sister Gloria. We give God praise for you.
Amen.
Thank you for that powerful prayer tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Next, I'm going to bring to the studio Elder Matty Green. Praise God,
amen.
Elder Matty Green.
Yes, yes.
Go right ahead, please, Elder Green. Praise God. I think I got the wrong number. I'm sorry. Hold on 1 second. Elder Green. Okay, I'm not sure if Elder Green, she might have had to sign off. We're going to go ahead and go to Pastor Valencia Jackson. Pastor Valencia Jackson, praise God, and then get back to Elder Green. Pastor Valencia Jackson, I'm going to go ahead and dispatch you in. Pastor Danette, are you there? Pastor Jackson?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear
Amen.
You. Go right ahead, please.
All right. So my scripture this evening is Matthew 11, and I'm going to read verse 25 and then 28 through 30. And it says, at that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to the little children. Verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
Gracious God,
amen.
Amen unto you today. Even as we pray for today, we want to pray for the children. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for every child in this world. God, we pray that your hands of protection will be upon the children. We plead the blood, we plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children, O God, every child, O God. We ask that your divine hands of protection will be upon the children, for they are indeed our future. So, God, we ask you that you continue to keep them covered, God. We pray now even for the unborn children, those that are yet to come, Lord, because you said before you knew us, you formed us in our mother's womb. And, Lord, we pray for the unborn children, that you will keep them covered, that you will protect them, that they will be birthed into a world that will love them and care for them. And, Lord, we just lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as we are in the vicious throes between Roe versus Wade and what has happened, God, we thank you that your will be done. Your will be done. And, Lord, we pray for mothers, oh God, for women who have had abortions, oh God, we pray for them. We ask you that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to comfort them when they hear the voices. But Lord, most of all, we pray for the salvation of their souls, oh God, that they will recognize, you know, what it is that they're doing when they want to abort. It's not about a matter of convenience. It is about a child's life that you have decided to give unto them. And so, God, we pray for them. We pray for the people on the on the pro-life and the pro-choice. God, let them see your will be done in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for all those persons who are had prayer requests today for Minister Gretchen Manley's aunties. And we pray for your divine angels to encamp round about. We pray, oh God, for the Whitehurst young lady. We ask you that you would continue to touch her body in the name of Jesus. And God, we lift up Leatrice Wilson to you, that you will continue to be her healer on today, God. Continue to be Jehovah Rapha. Lord, we pray for all those who need you to be their healer in whatever ailments that they may be dealing with, oh God. We know that you are greater than the ailments because your stripes took, you took the stripes on your back for our healing. And we say thank you, oh God, for the healing of our bodies. And Lord, even now, as we think about coming to you, oh God, so many of us have had burdens, oh God. So we bring our burdens, we bring our bondages, we bring all those things unto you, oh God. We ask that you will break the yokes of bondages off of our lives in the name of Jesus. But most of all, God, as we give these things unto you, you take them and you carry them because your shoulders are broader than ours. And you said, don't worry about anything, because don't worry about the future, because you hold the future. And we thank you, just like you take care of the sparrows in the air. You take care of them, you will continue to take care of us. And so, Father, we thank you that we can carry our burdens unto you, knowing that they will be well taken care of. Lord, we thank you that you give us the understanding and the strength not to pick up the burdens, but to leave them totally at your feet. And, Lord, we pray, oh God, for every person that's here on the line, that you would indeed touch and intervene in every person's life, oh God, in the way in which they need it the most. We thank you, oh God, for your Holy Spirit, that you would continue to move and have your way in us and amongst us and through us. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
God be the glory. Thank
Amen.
You for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. I think I found Elder Green. Elder Maddie Green, are you on? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
amen. God bless. We found the right number. Go right ahead. Praise God. We thank God for you tonight.
Give honor and glory to our God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ and his abundant mercy. God, I come unto you in the name of Jesus. And right now I will read this scripture, Psalm 42, verse 8. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me and my prayer
Amen.
Unto the God of my life. Oh, dear Heavenly
Amen.
Father, I surrender unto you, Lord. Lord, we are coming to thee this night, dear God, to ask in the name of Jesus for healing for our nation, for healing for families, for healing for hurts in people's hearts that have been broken, for healing in the government, for healing in our neighborhoods and in our communities. God, we need healings in the believer's heart. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we lift up the men, dear God, and those who are in authority, dear God. We lift them up, dear God, that they'll be godly men with righteousness in their life and holiness in their hearts. Oh, God, for them to make the right decision, that you have put them in a position so they can help somebody else beside themselves. Oh, God, have mercy. Real God, right now, we rebuke that confusion spirit that comes in the churches, that comes in families, that comes in relationships, that comes in the body of believers when they want to talk to one another or do things. We rebuke that spirit of conflict. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Dear God, we thank you, dear God, for the men's and women's of God, dear God, that go about to do your will, strengthen them in their bodies where they're weak at, lift them up where they've been torn down, heal them, God, on the inside to the outside. Bless their ministry, dear God, and bless the work that you have put in their hands. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we ask you right now for everyone that was on the list and those that wasn't on the list, like Brother Don Brown and Elder Travis Wood, who have gone on to be with the Lord. We pray, dear God, that thou would strengthen them and be with the families, dear God, and the ones who are their caretakers, and the ones who have the responsibility to say, it's time to say, it's a home going that's going on in that family. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we want to thank you, dear God, because if it had not been for you on our side, when the enemy rose up against us, they would have defeated us. But thanks be to God, you rose up and defeated the enemy. And God, I want to say thank you, dear God. Continue to bless the ministry of New Season, dear God, and other ministry, dear God, that are going about doing your will. Oh, God, have mercy. Ask God for the covenant, the blood covenant, over our children and our children's children, wherever they may be and go, dear God. Those who are down in the midst of the enemy camp, bring them out and deliver them, oh God, by the power of the blood of Jesus, and keep them, dear God. Oh God, have mercy. God, I want to say thank you, God, because you kept me and you brought me back up out of the bed of sickness. I'm praying, dear God, that you'll continue to guide my footsteps along the way. Oh God, and renew me in my spirit. Oh God, have mercy. Dear God, we thank you for all the things you have already done and all the things you're going to do. And dear God, we give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Green, for that powerful prayer.
God bless.
We thank God, hallelujah, for our prayer warriors. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We're going to bring in Elder Lisa Strayhorn.
Amen.
Praise God. Elder Lisa Strayhorn.
Yes.
Praise God. We thank God for you all. Hallelujah. Elder Lisa, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Praise God. Go right ahead, please. And God bless.
Praise God on tonight. The scripture that I selected tonight is John 10:10. It says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who went to Calvary and died in our place, so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We come to you in his name because there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we shall be saved. We lift praise and we lift up our thanks, and we know very clearly that if it had not been for the Lord on our side during the course of this week, or during the course of this year, the devil would have snatched our lives away, but the angels of the Lord encamped round about us and protected us and kept us and made us strong when we were weak. You guided us, God, and we ask you to guide our lips. We cannot express our gratitude for all you have done, but, oh, God, because you looked beyond our faults and you saw our needs, we want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to be with this country, Lord. Be with the president, the vice president, the justices, Lord. We are so thankful that, Jesus, you will have the final say. And so, Lord, we thank you, Lord. And you understand that we really want to, what we really want to say is, Lord, thank you. And now, Heavenly Father, as we lift our praise and thanks to you, we are mindful that on this radio broadcast, our individuals all over the United States of America have issues.
Yes.
Lord, they have challenges. Lord, they have burdens that only you can handle. So we place them before you right now because we know that when we come to you, when we lay our burdens at the foot of the cross, we know that burdens are lifted and we can feel assured that you will take care of our needs. Oh, God, sickness is represented here. Financial challenges are represented here. Broken relationships are represented here. Depression is represented here. Oh, God, there are so many issues represented here, but you are the God who take care of everything. So now with your power, with your all-seeing eye, oh, God, I ask you to look with favor, grant your peace, grant your power so that we will be able to be lifted, that we will be able to be revived, refocused, renewed, recharged, that when we go off this radio program, that we will be brand new. Oh, God, we just want to thank you tonight for the prayers that have already went up. May your children be mindful that we are living in the last days, and when your children have to, that we, your children, have to cry aloud, and we have to spare not, Lord, others, that Jesus is the answer for the world today, that without him there's no other, for Jesus is the way. He's the truth and the life, and no one can come to the Father unless they come through Jesus. Lord, tonight we ask you to help us to put our armor on, our armor of faith, Lord, the shield of faith, Father God, so that when the enemy comes, he will see that we are armed and dangerous with the thus says the Lord. Lord, you are an awesome God. You are a mighty rock in a weary land. You are a cool shade on a burning sand. You are a faithful guide for the pilgrim band, a shelter in the time of storm. So tonight, Lord, we thank you that we can worship you. So tonight, Lord, we thank you, God, that we can praise you. Hallelujah. Yes. We praise your mighty name. And we ask you to be with us. Be with all the prayer requests, Father God. Be with Pastor Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, Lord. Be with all your children on this radio broadcast, Lord. And may we forever be mindful of your goodness, Lord, because your goodness never fails. You see, all our days, you have held us in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this prayer. Amen. And amen. And hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, Elder Lisa Strayhorn. We thank God and thank God for you and that powerful prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Mother Pat Gallo. Mother Pat Gallo. Praise God.
Amen.
Can you hear me, Mother Pat? Hallelujah.
I sure can.
Amen. God bless you. Go right ahead.
Oh, I thank God for this opportunity to be able to pray. I have to
say,
you know, the anointing is on these prayers. Now, I didn't know what Pastor Jackson's scriptures was going to be about. I didn't know what Sister that just prayed, Lisa Strayhorn, just prayed.
Yes.
But the scripture that I'm going to talk about, it coincides with what they had been praying about. And then the other thing I want to say, so God will put a burden in your spirit for you to pray.
Amen.
And when he put that burden, like in a book I read, delayed obedience is disobedience. But obedience, go and do what God say do when he tell you to do it. So,
with
that being my scripture comes from Isaiah, the 10th chapter, the 27th verse, in the King James Version.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden, the burden shall be taken away from all thy shoulders.
Amen.
And his yoke
his yoke from off thy neck, and thy yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Amen.
Then my next scripture comes from James, the first chapter, verse 6 through 7, the King James Version. And it says, but let him act in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. And that is saying, when we pray, we got to pray in faith and believe that God will hear our prayer, answer our prayer, and go on. You know, just go on because it's done. Because we praying in the name of his son. And I like this part here when I begin to pray. I say, Father, thank you. Thank you that you have given us your grace and you have given us your mercy to come before you. We thank you, Father God, that we stand on the ground of the blood of Jesus. And we proclaim our victory over sin, over Satan, his agents, and the things of this world. We thank you, Father, that it's through the blood of Jesus that he has given us a paved the way that we can have access into your presence.
Amen.
So we thank you tonight, oh God, that we are in your presence without a shadow of a doubt. We thank you, Father God, that every yoke and every burden that we may have gone through or going to go through, that you have already broken the yoke and you have given us the answer that we have a need of to stand upon because of the anointing. You say the anointing shall destroy the yoke. And we thank you for the anointing that's upon your people tonight and forever, oh God, if they continue to lean and depend on nobody but you, oh God. And that we will be sensitive to hear your spirit. Your words say your children, your sheep will hear your voice and no other voice that they would attend to. So we thank you, Lord God, that you give us that spirit of discernment so that we can intercede for those babies, intercede, Father God, before that mother make a decision to destroy that life, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to put them under Holy Ghost conviction in the name of Jesus. And everyone that is connected to doing these abortions, Father God, I ask you to touch their hearts. Oh, let them hear the cries of the baby. Let them hear the cries of the baby when they can't sleep, oh God. Because you said in your word, you know us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. And they're trying to wrap you, oh God, by destroying what you created. And so, Father, I just thank you right now that your word is true. And your word will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, Father, we cry not only for the abortionists. We cry for the mothers that want to commit the abortion. We cry out of God for the mothers that have already committed. And we ask you, God, that some way, somehow, someone will go across that path to minister. You can repent and ask God to forgive in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, God, for your peace to come on them that have already done the act of abortion in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father God, as we lift up all the prayer requests tonight, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, as we pray for Yvonne. We pray, Father God, for Cashmere in the name of Jesus. God, Father, we already know your hand of grace and mercy is upon Cashmere's life. We thank you, Lord, Father God, whatever we have a need of, whatever her family has gone through, you are there. You'll never leave them, never forsake them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father God, right now, I cover Cashmere with the blood of Jesus. 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 I cover Cashmere with the blood of Jesus from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. And Lord Father, I thank you that the shield of the blood, the shield of the blood is all around her in the name of Jesus. And we command everything that is not in order to come in order in her body. In the name of Jesus, because every strike that Jesus taken on his back is for the healing of Cashmere, the healing of Gresham's sister-in-law, the healing for Wilbur, the healing for each one of us that may be going through some type of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, some type of disease. We apply the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, Father God, that there is no sickness and no disease can stand and stay under the blood of Jesus. It has to go because Jesus said so. He said, you are healed. And we decree and declare that we are the healed of the Lord, and we walk in divine healing in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father, I thank you for your protection on Gresham's angels, that they are independent little ladies, and that you send your angels to stand watch on to protect them from the evils of this world. And Lord Father, that you are the one that supply and meet their every need, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, and peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord Father God, I lift up this ministry, New Seasons Ministry, Lord God. Oh, God, I ask you that your anointing rests heavy. Put that on my son. Your anointing rests heavy upon Pastor Jasper and Pastor Constance in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father God, when they stand up and declare your word, oh, Father God, every demon got to flee. Put that on my son. Every demon got to flee in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father God, I thank you for signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus through this ministry. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, Father, every person that's on this prayer line, Father, I thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus upon their lives. I thank you, Lord God, that the anointing that's upon their lives will destroy every yoke, every shackle in the name of Jesus. And that, Father God, as they go forth and speak your word, I thank you that you send the hope for heaven to silence the enemy that is trying to silence us, oh God. We will be more vocal. We'll be louder, oh God, to declare what thus say the Lord in the name of Jesus. And Lord, Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I give you all the glory for everything that you're doing, not only in my life, but the lives of everyone that is connected to us, whether it be by marriage, by blood, friendship, and even our enemies. Because you say to pray for our enemies in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you once again for this opportunity, for your grace and your mercy, that you allow me to come before you and to come in your presence through the blood of your son, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Mother Pat. God bless you. Thank you for that powerful and anointed prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all of these powerful and anointed prayers and for every prayer warrior that has come and shared with us tonight what God has laid on your heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God for you. We give God the praise. But Pastor Jasper is going to close us out tonight, but there were those that signed in after we closed out the individual prayer request.
And so I will just want to make sure that we've covered everybody. So if you have a prayer request that you did not get in earlier and you'd like us to be able to lift up in prayer, would you go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad for those that kind of signed in afterwards? If there's any amongst you that would like to have your prayer to go up or that you have a prayer request, please press 1 on your dial pad at this time, and we will hear your prayer request before Pastor Jasper prays to close us out. Is there another? Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. We give God, again, all the praise, honor, and glory for our prayer warriors, amen. For Minister Hilton Britt tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, for Sister Gloria Whitehurst tonight. We thank God for you, for Elder Maddie Green. Amen. We thank God for you, for Pastor Valencia Jackson.
Yes. Yes.
We thank God for you, for Elder Lisa Strayhorn.
Yes,
we thank God
thank
for
God
you
for
and
you.
For Mother Pat Gallo. We thank God for you and thank God for each of you being able to take the time out to join with us in prayer. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. And at this time, we're going to have Pastor Jasper to go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
My scripture will come from the book of James. James, 5th chapter, with the 13th verse. New King James Version. If anyone among you suffering, let him pray.
Amen.
If anyone cheerful, let him sing psalms. If anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
Amen.
And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven.
Amen.
That's the word of the God. Amen.
Amen.
We're talking about prayer tonight, saints. We thank God for all it takes 2 or 3 gather together in prayer. Amen.
Praise
Touch
God.
And agree, and there, Jesus said he would be in the midst of that. We thank God for those of you who have a desire, a heart desire to pray, to come together in unison to the glory of God, and for the times such as this. Amen. The power of stillness before God, not quiet time. The power of belief, not faith. The power of created vision, not opportunities. The power of persistent and expectant petition, my needs. The power of divine guidance, my future. The power of compassion, my world. The power of adoration, my praise. The power of active faith, our ministry. The power of Christ and his sufficient grace. Amen?
Amen.
The power of confidence in Christ, no fears. The power of walking with God, my to-do list. The power of assurance, my blessings. The power of contentment, my finances. The power of encouragement, my friend sits closer than a brother.
Amen.
The power of rest and refreshment, my stresses. The power of unity, the true saints of God. The power of commitment, our workmanship in Christ Jesus. The power of forgiveness, my relationship. The power of love, my marriage and my crisis in me. The power of word, my family. The power of faith-based boldness, my challenges. That's the power of prayer and so much more. Lord, we have Father, we thank you for this glorious day, Father. We thankful that people have mind and a heart to come before you to pray, Lord, before the throne of Almighty God, before Yahweh, before Jehovah, before Elohim, Father, Lord, before Yahshua, Father, Lord. We praise your holy name for the people of God to come together in love, peace, and joy, and thanksgiving to the glory of God, Father, Lord. We praise and bless each and every one of them, Lord, and they come together in unison to pray for this nation, to pray for this neighbor, to pray for this community, to pray for the children, for the baby, Lord, for the unborn, Father, Lord. We stand a gap for the people of God. We stand a gap for this nation, Lord Jesus, Lord. We stand a gap for our loved ones, for our family members, for our friendship, Father, Lord, for our people of God on this hour, Lord. We stand a gap for them, Lord Jesus, Lord, for our president, for our vice president, Lord, for our governors, for our mayors, Lord, for those that are in authority, Lord. We stand a gap for the teachers, Lord, for the professors, Father, Lord, and for those that are in authority, Lord. We stand a gap for each and every one on this hour, Father, Lord, that you know their heart, you know their mind, Father, Lord. Can no one do what you can do, Father, Lord? We pray each and every prayer request on tonight, Father, Lord, for Kashmir. Praise God for each and every one to come about through this prayer, Father. Bless God and heal their mind, body, soul, Lord. This is the season of prayer. This is the season of miracle signs of wonder. This is the season that we should come together, Lord, and one in unison and come together to do the thing God has called, commanded to do in the people of Most High God. We are a chosen generation, Father, Lord. We are a royal priesthood, Father, Lord. We are the people of the Most High God, Lord Jesus, Lord. And we praise you, and we thank you, and we glorify your holy name, Father, Lord. We have a heart and mind to come before you, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, Lord, in the word of God, in the word of our testimony, in this timely day and the hour, Lord. And we come together, Father, in true unison of the brethren, of the saint, of the faithful God, Father, Lord, and have a heart and mind to do what God called us to do. And we thank you for it, Lord. You are a good Father, Lord. You are a great Father, Lord. You are Abba, Father, Lord. We praise you. We thank you for your blessing on this hour, Lord. Thank you for the people of God and for the prayer of your saints of the people of God, Father, Lord. They are very much, Lord. And we pray for you bless each and every one in this time, this hour, to bring forth a mighty work, a mighty prayer to the things of God, Father, for our family, for our friend, our loved one, Father, for the people of God, the prayer request on this hour, Lord. Bless God, keep him and protect him, Lord, for hurt, harm, and death. You are provision, Lord. You are our strength, Lord. You are our comfort. You are our joy. You are the Spirit of God that live and abide in us, that we may abide in thee. For greater he that's in me than he that's in the world. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for each and every one on your prayer request, Lord. Bless them, Lord, 1,000-fold, 10,000-fold, Lord. Bless them and bless their family, Lord. Let your will be done to the honor, to your praise, and to your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. And this hour of prayer to the glory of God we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Jasper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just give God, saints, all the glory. Again,
yes.
We thank God for each of you. As Pastor Jasper was praying, I heard the Holy Spirit of Almighty God to say, I am well pleased. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is well pleased, saints. And we thank God for each one of you.
Yes,
we give God all the praise.
Amen.
And all the honor, we give him all the glory. We don't want to take for granted that that everyone that's on the line tonight is saved. And our purpose is for the advancing of the kingdom of God through
Amen.
The salvations of souls in Jesus Christ. And so Romans 10:9-10 declares that if you are not saved, all you have to do is just confess your sins before God and say, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I believe, Lord God, that Jesus Christ came to this earth and he lived and he died and he was resurrected for my sins. And so, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life to forgive me of my sins. Take charge of my life and of my life for the rest of my life. And I will serve you.
Amen.
And if you have prayed that simple prayer with the sincerity of your heart, brothers and sisters tonight,
Amen.
We welcome you into the kingdom
Amen.
Of God. The angels of heaven
Amen.
Have taken notice, and they are rejoicing
Hallelujah.
On your behalf because Amen. Your name is now written down into the Lamb's
Amen.
Book of Life, heaven,
Amen.
Hallelujah,
Praise
never,
God.
Ever, never to be erased again. So we thank God.
And let this day be your day of salvation.
Amen.
The day of God's grace in your life. Amen.
Amen. And it is so.
Amen.
And it's documented. If you prayed that prayer,
today's date at 9:24 p.m.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Your name is documented as your day of salvation. Praise God. And we give God all the praise. We will close out this broadcast again. We thank God for our mighty prayer warriors tonight. We thank God for our entire listening audience.
Yeah.
Go forth tonight and have a wonderfully blessed week. We give God all the praise, all the honor, and
to God be all the glory.
We love you all.
God bless. Have an awesome week.
God bless. Good night.
Let me hear the worshipers. Here we go.
lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Woo!